This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Before Congress and the U.S. Senate adjourned for the Christmas break, Vice President Kamala Harris broke the centuries-old record for the most tie-breaking votes cast by a vice president in the Senate, underscoring the Democrats' tenuous hold on the majority and the deep polarization gripping Congress. The vice president serves as the president of the Senate, giving her the constitutional power to break ties in the 100-member body. Since 1789, 300 tie-breaking votes have been cast. Breaking the record for tie-breaking votes was the latest bit of history to be made by Kamala Harris, a former senator from California and the first woman, African American and Asian American, to serve as vice president. She cast her 32nd tie-breaking vote on Tuesday, December 5th, beating the previous record of 31 tie-breaking votes set nearly 200 years ago by John C. Calhoun, who was vice president from 1825 to 1832. Senator Schumer presented Vice President Harris with a golden gavel to commemorate the milestone after she cast the 51st vote to move ahead with confirming Judge Lauren Ali Khan to the U.S. District Court in Washington. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat of West Virginia, broke with his party and voted to block the nomination, leaving the chamber in a 50-50 tie and prompting Vice President Harris to cast the deciding vote. Scientists have successfully sequenced the whitebark pine genome, a development that could help whitebark pine restoration to be more affordable and efficient across the conifer tree's range. Efforts to restore the keystone whitebark pine, a staple food of grizzly bears, have gained steam in recent years, especially after the tree's listing as threatened under the Endangered Species Act last year. Multiple factors are driving the tree's decline, including climate change, mountain pine beetle, and a pervasive fungus called blister rust. The steep declines are an ecosystem-wide problem as the tree supplies an important food source for grizzly bears and Clark's nutcrackers, among other wildlife, and because the conifer species aids in high-elevation snowpack retention. Current restoration efforts are costly, about $1,200 to $1,800 per tree, and time-consuming. The process involves finding individual trees that appear to be resistant to blister rust, harvesting their cones, and then growing the cone seeds into seedlings at a Forest Service nursery. The seedlings are then tested for their resistance to blister rust over 3 years, monitored for an additional 5 to 10 years, and then planted in recovery areas. But with the whitebark pine genome sequenced, the propagation process could shorten significantly. Instead of growing out seeds to see if the tree has blister rust resistance, scientists could take needle tissue from trees and then test that sample to see if it has the resistant gene. That could reduce the cost to as little as $100 per tree, with the process taking only a matter of weeks. The genome sequencing was done by the University of California, Davis, in collaboration with the Missoula-based Whitebark Pine Ecosystem Foundation, John Hopkins University, and the University of Connecticut. While much of the research is focused on blister rust resistance, scientists also plan to identify genes that contribute resilience to mountain pine beetle, drought, and environmental factors. The whitebark pine genome sequence is accessible at TreeGenes, a forest tree genome database, at treegenesdb.org. The National Park Service is recruiting volunteers to plant 4,000 Joshua trees in the Mojave Desert. Joshua trees are a distinctive feature of California's Mojave Desert, and they provide homes for countless species like beetles and birds. Unfortunately, the beloved succulents have been endangered by drought and wildfire. Now the National Park Service has a plan to plant 4,000 Joshua trees over the next 4 years. The effort is first focusing on an area called Sima Dome, which suffered a devastating 2020 fire that burned 1.3 million Joshua trees. Aaron Knight, who is helping to lead the recovery effort, said, "Most of these Joshua trees burned all the way to their crowns, and so once that happens, they can't really come back." The project has drawn volunteers from around the country, with more expected in the next few years. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.